Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon on Money FM 89.3. Joining me on the phone is Damian Kim, Managing Director of Facebook Singapore. Now, Facebook is now running the largest worldwide campaign promoting authoritative COVID vaccine information by helping people find where they can get vaccinated, removing false COVID-19 and vaccine claims on their platforms, and are helping people detect and minimize the spread of the health misinformation in their communities. We find out more. Damian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Now, recently released information does show that there is some resistance and a lot of misinformation still out there about the COVID-19 vaccines. For example, in the US, more than 5 million people, nearly 8% of those who got their first shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, have missed their second doses, according to the most recent data from the CDC. Did data like this have anything to do with why Facebook is now running its campaign?
Yes. So broad vaccination is a critical step, probably currently the most important step that we can take towards reining in the COVID-19 pandemic and keeping people safe and healthy. So yes, we certainly felt we could play a role using the reach of our platform and tools really to connect people with accurate information while reducing fake news and misinformation. And this kind of what's referred to as vaccine hesitancy is one of the biggest issues that we face right now. So the WHO, even before the COVID-19 pandemic, called this out as one of the top global health threats. And really, it's around building trust and confidence around vaccines, around the science and the technology that goes into it. And you referred to some of the data from the U.S. Recently, even in surveys here in Singapore, we have found that almost 50% of Singapore respondents were concerned about side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. But on the bright side, we also know that about 51% of those respondents were more likely to get vaccinated if it was recommended by friends or family. So we know that there is a challenge, but we know that there's also an opportunity where if we can get more people vaccinated, more people experience it themselves and see that it is safe and that it is effective, we can build momentum towards getting it broadly deployed.
Okay, I'm going to digress for just a second here. I have had my vaccinations, both of them. I did suffer all kinds of side effects, really. The body aches, the swelling, the itching, the fever, everything. And I still say, for the record, on air, I am so glad to be vaccinated.
Yeah, the sense of relief. I've gotten my first shot, and fortunately, I didn't have any severe side effects. I'm actually going in tomorrow for my second shot, and I'm prepared for, potentially some of the similar things that you've outlined. But I've also, again, the experience is so good here. They educate you. They tell you what to expect. You have to hydrate. You have to rest. And they monitor you after you get the jab for that first 30 minutes. The medical personnel are all right there, ready in case something comes up. So I can imagine that it feels great, and I'm looking forward to getting my second dose tomorrow as well.
Really, you're going to feel so relieved once that second jab is in you, and you're protected against all known variants right now anyway.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Now, in partnership with the World Health Organization, Facebook introduced the Vaccines for All sticker pack on WhatsApp to encourage people to express their support for vaccinations. This is just one of the initiatives that have been rolled out. Could you tell us more?
Sure. So yeah, the Vaccines for All, the sticker pack on WhatsApp we did with the WHO really around the World Vaccination Week towards the end of April. And that was more of a fun way or provide a creative way for people to express their support for vaccinations. In terms of some of the deeper work that we've been doing, the first is really around the COVID-19 Information Center. So if you're using your Facebook app, you will see this at the top of your newsfeed. It's very prominent. It's also on Instagram. And this is really to provide a consolidated place for people to get the latest news and information, including real-time updates from global health authorities such as the WHO, but also locally here from sources such as the Ministry of Health. And so with that, and given that it's in such a prominent place within Facebook and Instagram, we've connected over 2 billion people to resources from health authorities through that COVID-19 Information Center. The second big area is really around WhatsApp. So globally, we have a lot of COVID-19 helplines across across over 150 kind of governments, organizations that we've worked with. Over 3 billion messages have been sent across our WhatsApp COVID-19 helplines. And again, it's the same objective, which is really to connect people with accurate information and resources. A great local example is the gov.sg WhatsApp channel. It was one of the first kind of COVID-19 helpline channels, and that continues to be a critical source of daily COVID-19 updates from the government here in Singapore. And there's over 1.2 million people locally subscribed to that. So those are the types of efforts that we're making to use our platform and, again, really focus on connecting people with accurate and reliable information.
Now, I was just going to ask you, if you make it fun like that, you know, with your sticker packs and stuff, does that bring the younger population into the conversation more? Because you have so many different age groups to try to reach out to.
Yeah, so certainly stickers are a funner way to allow people to express themselves. And obviously that sticker pack was very focused on vaccination. You know, the research that we have shows that just kind of these social norms, these interactions have a major impact on people's attitudes and behaviors. So if you are getting these messages and you are seeing it in these direct conversations, either one-to-one with your family or your friends, or, you know, sometimes like I have a family chat group, it provides a lighter way, but again, a way to support or express your support for getting vaccinated, as well as, like you said, like you've just gotten your vaccines, you know, you feel so relieved, and it's just another way to share that with the people that you're communicating with.
Right. We're speaking with Damian Kim, Managing Director of Facebook Singapore. Now, what do you think are the biggest challenges here in Singapore about vaccine information and public perception?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that we are seeing, or the biggest concerns really, are the side effects. And people are kind of taking this wait and see stance. And that's driven by some confusion, and certainly by misinformation. And so kind of combating fake news and misinformation is the other side of the work that we do. And so digital literacy and being able to help educate people and empower people to distinguish what is credible content to make informed decisions is a big thing that we are doing. We do that in conjunction here locally with the Media Literacy Council. We're working to kind of educate the broader population around that. We are also flagging through our third-party fact-checking. So 167 million COVID-related posts have been marked as false. We do see that when people see that warning label, they don't click through to view the original content 95% of the time. So we know that if we're able to flag content that is likely misleading, it will dissuade people from engaging. We also do take down content that we believe may cause imminent harm. So over 16 million pieces of content have been removed from Facebook and Instagram that violate our COVID-19 policies as of March of this year. And those are things that are a bit more egregious in terms of promotion of alleged cures or prevention methods, or even denial about the existence of the virus altogether. So if someone is kind of suggesting you should ingest household chemicals, we take that very seriously. We move very quickly to remove that type of content or those types of posts from the platform so that we can mitigate any potential real-world harm.
Okay, these are quite aggressive steps to remove that harmful misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccines. How damaging do you think this misinformation really is?
We see that it can be very influential. This circulation of false claims, like claims that have been debunked vigorously and very clearly by public health experts, continue to circulate. You know, personally, I can tell you, you know, in my own family, you know, my in-laws, there are these, you know, they receive these WhatsApp messages that are claiming this or that, or that the vaccines have these very severe side effects or are ineffective. And so it's challenging. This is really, it is circulating. It's not kind of, it's everywhere. And so again, focusing on one, flagging and removing that content, but this digital literacy is so important. And we often think that this affects the elderly population or the less digitally savvy. But again, here in Singapore last year, the Institute of Policy did a study, and they revealed that more than actually two-thirds of Singaporeans, of all Singaporeans, are sometimes unable to discern between real and fake news. So a lot of what we encourage people to do is, you know, try to stop that. I call it out when you see it, but then redirect people to reputable sources. And so there's the gov.sg/COVID-19 site, obviously the MOH site, and also for vaccines, the vaccine.gov.sg. These are all great sources that are updated regularly and provide information that allows people to make informed decisions.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because I will say, you know, just cruising the internet, the misinformation, the fake news is getting so good. Even for someone like me, a media professional, I have to stop and think about, is this a credible source and is this actually information or misinformation? So what more the average person? It's getting really good. That's the problem.
Yes, we really see that no one is spared from the COVID-19 and also the vaccine misinformation. So combating, you know, this false information requires us, again, to be very vigilant and to take proactive and reactive action when it gets reported to us. But this education is so important. And we see that even with people who define themselves as very informationally and tech savvy, when these studies are done, nearly 50% of those people are still wrongly identifying fake articles, despite their own confidence that they can detect what is fake news. So it is certainly a big challenge, and it is very rampant.
Now let's talk about that launch of your public education campaign in partnership with the Media Literacy Council to help Singaporeans learn how to identify and combat health misinformation. Now you've answered the question, who's most vulnerable here? And really it's everyone. All of us are vulnerable. So how do we detect this misinformation?
We launched that public education campaign with the Media Literacy Council. It's designed, again, to provide some guidance and some tips how to identify and what to do when you encounter it, or else when your friends or family are sharing that with you. There is a microsite that's been built. It's fightcovidmisinfo.com, and it details a number of these tips that we encourage folks to follow. We also will be running ads on Facebook and Instagram to promote this campaign and to ensure that we're broadcasting that to as many people locally as possible.
So what does Facebook ultimately want to achieve with these initiatives here as well as globally?
COVID-19 is the biggest global public health crisis that we've encountered in a number of years. And, you know, it's critically important that we are all doing what we can to support the health community's work, to keep people safe, to keep people informed. And so really, we're just working very closely with governments, with health organizations, with health authorities, and trying to see how we can use our platform and tools, how we can use the reach that we have, the speed and the technology that we have available to do our part to really help people get credible information, to encourage people to get vaccinated. And we believe that all of these efforts will really just enhance our ability to kind of come back together safely as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, I hope that we have an opportunity at some point down the road where I can actually interview you in my studio.
Yes, I would love to do that. Or you can come over and check out our offices once we're back fully opened. And I would love to do that. We can't wait, actually, for things to get back to normal. But, you know,
we will all comply until then.
Yes. Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Damien Kim, Managing Director, Facebook Singapore. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the information. It's been a nice conversation.
Yes. Thank you so much, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.